Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn today is Humbly We Adore Thee.
Humbly we adore Thee, Christ Redeemer King. Thou art Lord of heaven, Thou to whom we sing. God the Mighty, Thou hast come, bearing gifts of grace. Son of Adam, still thou art Savior to our race. Jesus, Lord, we thank thee for this wondrous bread. In our land thou dwellest, by thee we are fed. We who share this mystery, in thee are made one. Every act we offer in thy name is done.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate these sacred mysteries of our faith, we also celebrate the memorial of Saint Wenceslaus. And now, gathering before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who taught the martyr Saint Wenceslaus to place the heavenly kingdom before an earthly one, grant through his prayers that denying ourselves, we may hold fast to you with all our heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Job. Job answered his friends and said, I know well that this is so, but how can a man be justified before God? Should one wish to contend with him, he could not answer him once in a thousand times. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has understood, who has withstood him and remained unscathed. He removes the mountains before they know it. He overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth out of its place, and the pillars beneath it tremble. He commands the sun, and it rises not. He seals up the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads upon the crests of the sea. He made the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the constellations of the south. He does great things past finding out, marvelous things beyond reckoning. Should he come near me, I see him not. Should he pass by, I am not aware of him. Should he seize me forcibly, who can say him nay? Who can say to him, what are you doing? How much less shall I give him an answer, or choose out arguments against him? Even though I were right, I could not answer him, but should rather beg for what was due me. If I appealed to him, and he answered my call, I could not believe that he would hearken to my words. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Daily I call upon you, O Lord. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work wonders for the dead? Will the shade stand to give you thanks? Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Do they declare your mercy in the grave, your faithfulness among those who have perished? Are your wonders made known in the darkness, or your justice in the land of oblivion? Let my prayer come before you, Lord. But I, O Lord, cry out to you. With my morning prayer I wait upon you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me? Why hide from me your face? Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I consider all things so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered him, Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. And to another he said, Follow me. But he replied, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. But he answered him, Let the dead bury their dead. But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home. Jesus answered him, No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what is left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, we're celebrating the memorial of St. Wenceslaus. And for some of you, as soon as you hear that name, you probably think of the old Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslaus. And at the Mass with the school children this morning, I mentioned the song and I said, how many of you children know this song? Nobody raised their hands. I felt old. The teachers raised their hands, so I said, teachers, when you get back to your classroom, Google this song and play it for the kids, because it's a beautiful song that we do at Christmas time, very catchy, and it was actually written in the 1800s based off of an old poem about Wenceslaus. And it's so funny because we always say good King Wenceslaus. However, St. Wenceslaus was never a king. He was only a duke. But yet I think the idea of good King Wenceslaus flows better off the tongue than good Duke Wenceslaus. So try to say that one 10 times. But yet we have a beautiful example of faith as we celebrate this memorial of Wenceslaus, because basically as Jesus called his disciples to follow him, he gives them a challenging message that if you're going to follow me, I want you to follow me wholeheartedly. You know, be willing to deny yourself follow me. Give up everything and follow me. And that's exactly how Wenceslaus lived his life. I also shared with the children a homily that I gave to them last year that in following Jesus, we receive great joy in our life. And as you know, joy is spelled J-O-Y. Jesus first, others next, yourself last. That's what discipleship is all about. Putting Jesus first, and then by following him and our love for him, that flows over into how we treat others. And then finally, it goes into how we treat yourself last. So joy. In the world today, we have it where people are putting yourself first, others next, and then Jesus last. And sometimes Jesus doesn't make it into the picture. So what you have is yaj or yo. And when you have yaj or yo in your life, it doesn't make sense. There's chaos. There's confusion. Everything is topsy-turvy. Just look at the world around us. But yet, when we flip it around and put Jesus first, others next, yourself last, you have great joy. And that's exactly, again, how St. Wenceslaus lived his life. Now, granted, he was a duke. He had power. He had control. He had wealth. He had castles. He had food. He had clothing. And yet, he lived his life all for the Lord by helping the poor, by helping the hungry, by taking care of those who are sick and suffering, the homeless. He brought priests into his area of Bohemia, which is now the city of Prague and the surrounding areas, and he brought the faith to them. He lived in the 900s, and he helped the people get to know who Jesus is. And unfortunately, he had a younger brother, Boleslaus, who was jealous of him and wanted control. So it was on this day when Boleslaus basically killed his brother, Wenceslaus, on the steps or by the front door of the church as St. Wenceslaus was heading into Mass. He was willing to lay down his life for the faith. And that's why we honor him today, because he put Jesus first in his life. And if he could do that, just think what we could do with our lives. Is it easy? Of course not. Is it possible? Most definitely. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this memorial of St. Wenceslaus, as we strive to put Jesus first, others next, yourself last, let us ask St. Wenceslaus to pray for us, that we too can always find the strength and the courage to follow in the footsteps of our Lord. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For our Holy Father, that through the intercession of St. Wenceslaus, he will be given strength and courage to defend the true faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, that those who are called to serve may respond wholeheartedly, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For unity among Catholics, that they will be strong against the attacks on faith, the family unit, and the dignity of life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in the path of Hurricane Ian, that all people may be protected and communities spared from harm, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Barbara Gibbons, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite hearts, we accept it by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice, your sight, this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May the offerings we bring in commemoration of Blessed Wenceslaus be acceptable to you, we pray, O Lord, so that they may be pleasing to your majesty, just as the shedding of this martyr's blood was precious in your sight. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy you give ardor to their faith, to their endurance you grant firm resolve, and in their struggle the victory is yours through Christ our Lord. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all the hosts of angels, cry out, and without end, we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord,
As we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy, be for me protection in mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it in eternity, says the Lord. May the sacred mysteries of which we have partaken, O Lord, we pray, give us that determination which made your blessed martyr Wenceslaus faithful in your service and victorious in suffering. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.